بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تسيد أشعار بعرف بالله حضرت أقدس حضرت معنا شاه حكيم محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is نفس دشمن هي دشمن كنا شاه دكر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھا کر کے پھل یاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھا کر کے پھل یاد کر دل کو سجا دے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو سجا دے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے پھل یاد کر دل کو سجا دے میں رو رو کے آباد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر قلب جا کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر قلب جا کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر اور سکون دل و جا کو حلاج کر اور سکون دل و جا کو حلاج کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ كان كيفن يا دكن دل کو سجد میرو رو کہ آباد کر بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى اما بعد this beautiful بیان of a wonderful illustrious دادہ شیخ عارف اللہ روم وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی سینڈ حضرت ٹو ٹیچ اس دا آبجیکٹ آف لائف اینڈ دیٹ از ٹو گین دا پلیزر آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اینڈ گین کنیکشن وت اللہ اینڈ ہاؤ ٹو گیٹ دس حضرت ہیز ایکسپلینڈ ان دس بیوٹیفل پوم نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر ریمبر دیٹ یور پیشن یور ڈیزائرز یور نفس یور انر ڈیزائرز وت ان یو That is your enemy. And Allah Ta'ala has informed us, a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala saved him from Zulaykha trying to seduce him. Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously he is ma'asum, he is pure, but yet he teaches us and he says, I can't say that I saved myself. My nafs is such, it is just get inclined towards the attractions of this world. And as beautifully our pious elders teach us, that this nafs of yours can become a farishta also. But don't ever be at ease, that no, I'm an angel now. I'm a pious person. You don't know which minute that current of shaitan comes in there, and then you slip. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat is teaching us, as Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, One is Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ Shaitan is your open enemy. But more worse than Shaitan, who led Shaitan astray? Before Shaitan, there wasn't another Shaitan. It was his own nafs. And what ibadat you can go astray? That he is making ibadat, and if this ibadat doesn't bring humbleness in me, then it's great danger to me. So we have to be very careful. Shaitan is our arch enemy, but he just whispers. And then when we don't work on our nafs by coming in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Hazrat teaches us in this beautiful ayat, that Allah says, Illa ma rahima rabbi, besides upon whose Allah's mercy is there. So we should be begging Allah ta'ala, Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. That, oh Allah, you forgive me and have mercy upon me. In other words, that mercy, join me to the company of your pious servants of Allah. And let me work on my nafs, otherwise, inna aada aduaka alladhi bayna jambayk. Your worst enemy is between your two shoulders, your own desires. And we don't realize. Shaitan will just put a thought and he'll disappear. But then you start thinking and planning that I must do this. So Hazrat says, how to save yourself? Apne malik se utkar ke faryad kar. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر that get up middle of the night and take out time wherever during the day also particularly during the night and get up and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that oh Allah please save me from this enemy of mine this nafs of mine and save me from shaitan and Hazrat explains that how to do this دل کو سجدہ میں رو رو کے آباد کر That you want your heart to become inhabitant and free and happy, you can only get this when you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, cry in sajda and make tawbah. As Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullahi alayhi Hakimul Ummat explained so beautifully, that on our own and even with our mujahada, whatever we myself hardly know how to make mujahada, but whatever effort we can't do it on our own. So get up every night and beg Allah and say, Ya Allah, I make an intention to purify my nafs. I try, but I'm useless. What can my intention work? What can my efforts? It is only you that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that walaula fadlu alaykum rahmatu ma zaka minkum min ahadin abada walakinna Allah yuzakki man yasha. If it was not Allah's fazl and karam, Allah's special favor and Allah's kindness upon us, Allah wouldn't have purified the hearts of anybody. Never ever. But وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَن يَشَاءُ Those who Allah desires. So we beg Allah Ta'ala,
through the blessing of this ayat, of Allah's fazal in this ayat that Allah has mentioned, Allah has karam that, oh Allah, make me amongst those that you desire, and purify my heart. And when you beg Allah, I am this useless, faulty servant of yours, please purify me, and you cry to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's attention will come to you. And then you'll find your heart will become strong. And where? Only in the company of the friends of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Be with the true, righteous, pious servants. Roo ko taqwa se tu shaad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na shaad kar. Remember, Allah Ta'ala has given you this roo to get connected to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And your nafs, your inner desires, this body, it wants to pull you away from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So strengthen your roo, make your roo strong. In other words, don't just feed your body. Today we are feeding our body so much, and the body is supposed to be the car, that is controlling us. Whereas the roo is supposed to be the driver, we're not feeding the roo. And the food of the roo is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and the company of the Ahlullah, to stay in their company and to get this noor of taqwa. Taqwa is to protect yourself, to save yourself from our enemies, nafs and shaitan. So Hazrat says that make your ruh happy by bringing the noor of taqwa in your heart. And make your enemy unhappy. It's normal, it's natural. Any person will say, why must you make your enemy happy? But here myself we should ponder and think, myself making our enemy happy. Our nafs, whatever desire come in our heart, we just go for that. And instead of thinking whether Allah will be happy or not, if Allah is not happy, whatever the case may be, I won't go in that direction. And then further Hazrat explains how to get the strength, and then how to get an enjoyable life. Dil ko noore khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunao ki khaish ko barbad kar. That with the noor of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that is the noor of the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. By making the zikr of Allah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Empty the heart of everything, all our desires. Say Allah, I'm throwing all this one side, and only I want illallah. Allah, you come in my heart. And with the noor of Allah, Allah, that noor will come in your heart. Then with the noor of Allah Rabbul Izzat, your heart will become inhabited. And peace and contentment is not the outward conditions. That a person thinks, I've got a nice car, I've got a nice house, I got this degree, I'll be happy. No, it's not in there. It's in the heart. And Allah says, Allah, fi zikrillah. Learn, listen attentively. Only when you are soaked in the remembrance of Allah, then you will start getting this peace in your heart. And how to do that? That now destroy all the desires of sin. Sin is still going to come. You can become a great wali also, and accordingly shaitan will bring that desires in your heart, that now people must recognize me, people must talk about me, etc. So destroy all that desires. All the time renew your intention that I'm doing everything only for the pleasure of Allah, and beg for the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, now accustom yourself and realize that Allah has given me all these ni'mat, this body, this tongue, etc. What should I be using it? Ham se is zubah ko hammad kar. Sar ko chokat pe unko sajjad kar. Now use your tongue to make the zikr of Allah. Recite Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. These are very, very special tasbihs that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So when you're reading the tasbih, Allahu Akbar, you're just getting closer and closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then you'll become known as Hammad, a person who makes a lot of, who praises Allah Ta'ala a lot. And it should be natural, whatever we do, Alhamdulillah, from morning till night, as Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, you get up in the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. Oh Allah, praise to you, you gave me another life now. And make intention now, I have to obey the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then, now you'll get the enjoyment of putting your head down at the threshold of Allah. Now you'll enjoy performing salah. And when you put your head in sajda, you'll feel that you got the closeness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And you'll enjoy making sajdas. Now as our Hazrat teaches us, you won't want to cut our rakat short. They just make the faraiz and the sunnati muakkada. You'll want to make all the nafal namaz also. And you'll want to make your awabin, you'll want to make your ishraq, your chash, all those namazes. And then you'll be called by the malaika, sajjad. A person who makes a lot of sajda, and that person is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat explains then if you really want enjoyment in your life, kalb wa jaaku tu is dar pe abbad kar, or sukoon e dil wa jaaku khallat kar. You want everlasting happiness in your life. Where will it be? Not in running after the dunya. Everlasting happiness, become the humble slave of Allah. And bow down in front of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, become an abbad, a true slave of Allah Ta'ala. That you enjoy coming for salah. And we learn, my Hazrat teaches us, and stressing upon me first of all, and all of us, that correct our salah. And especially now, this month of Rajab, which is a special month, Ashari Hurum. This month Allah gave the greatest gift. And who brought this Mubarak gift? Our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is that we become connected to Allah and become true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person realizes that I'm living not for myself, but apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar. Apni Rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. That my desires, I will destroy it. And what Allah loves, that is what I will do. Allah, whatever I do, Allah must be happy with me. Every moment of mine, every utterance of mine, every movement of mine, Allah Ta'ala must be happy. And Allah has brought us here to learn this, how to get this noor of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to listen attentively and make intention that we practice on what our Shaykh teaches us. Mm-hmm.